Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's funny. But fun is coming along, man. This is a big game for him.
It shouldn't be that funny to hear a female reporter doing her job. That was Cam Newton yesterday. Grant and Danny, 106.7, the Fan, a sexist comment that has him in very hot water. I think the big issue is Cam Newton's immature. And he just is. This is several times now where he's done something where you go, Cam, what are you doing? I want to love you. You got this huge personality. You do so much good, by the way.
Yeah, he does so much good.
And I don't just mean during the games where he finds kids and gives them a football, which is awesome. But this is a guy that works his butt off in the community. By all accounts, he is a really giving, decent person.
Wasn't he their Walter Payton award nominee?
Thomas Davis won on the national level 2 seasons ago. He may have been their nominee last year.
I could have sworn this past year he was. If I'm speaking out of school, I apologize.
He may be. It wouldn't surprise me. He does so much good work. But then he has moments like this. And this is worse, obviously, than walking off in a press conference because you're unhappy. But he's just a guy, clearly. But when you say something like that, you don't get it. You don't quite understand. There is no room for me. You are saying basically what he did was wrong, and then you're adding more thoughts. I'm just stopping at period at the end of wrong.
So Dar just told me in my ear and I was wrong because Greg Olsen was the man of the year. Point is, Cam Newton does a lot of good. So the idea that he could have been, I think, speaks to what we're talking about.
But I think in this case, he needs to come out today and apologize, first of all. If he hasn't already done that directly to the reporter, Jordan, he needs to go do that. He can get her number. Someone with the team, I'm sure, can reach out to her, get her information, set up a meeting. That needs to happen first. She covers you just like any other person on that beat, and she deserves his respect. As someone who's there day in and day out working and helping in so many ways you by disseminating the information that the Carolina Panthers went out to the public. On top of the apology, though, he's got to just, I think, moving forward, think long and hard about the way he views female reporters. That's such an antiquated 1970s, 1980s thing. I've been on the beat with female reporters. Liz Clark with the Washington Post, when I was a child, was one of the people that kind of took me into the media room and was great to me and is still there with the Redskins now, having done a bunch of things in the meantime. Diana Rossini's worked her way up to ESPN. I was there when Britt McHenry started in Washington, D.C. Carol Maloney does a great job for Channel 4. It's a shame that when you see comments like this, and we've talked so much about oppression and groups of people that are on the wrong side of being mistreated and thought about in a way they shouldn't be. This is that. I mean, this is a guy who's looking at a female reporter. And if he's saying this, what does he actually think? If he's saying this publicly in front of cameras, what are his actual thoughts? That's what scares me.
What I've always, and I understand this because, and again, I tried to use this analogy earlier about myself. I'll try in general to not make it about me here for a second. I understand that the level of expertise of a professional football player, baseball player, hockey player, whatever, the rest of us that are trying to understand and trying to get a window in, that's what journalism and reporters are. They are the conduit. They are the ability to filter information from these geniuses. That's what it is. He is a genius level in this field. He is a football player of the highest possible skill level. And the breathing, eating, sleeping of this, the way he studies for it, I can't be a nuclear physicist. So when a nuclear physicist tells me about nuclear physics, and I'm going, are there atoms in there? Do the electrons touch each other? I don't know, a squat. And so I would probably irritate a nuclear physicist if I have to ask him questions every day about what he does. That's what this is to these guys. But you know what? It's part of the gig to not be a jerk. But just don't be a jerk.
Two things. One, he was a jerk. That's why we're talking about it. He didn't just take it like you normally would. And two, he doesn't bristle like this. If a male asked him the same question, he wouldn't have laughed and said, ha ha, I think it's real funny when you asked me about
Ralph. You adorable, out-of-shape idiot. Yeah.
Let's go to Brooks in College Park. Hey, Brooks.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I've been a journalist for a long time, and about the question that she asked, I didn't think it was that hard. And in some ways, she was sort of setting him up.
Yes.
So he could knock it out of the park. But part of the thing, and you touched on this just a minute ago, is sometimes a reporter's job is to ask the stupid question.
True.
Not everybody is a genius at football. I'm not. I'm not as smart about it as you guys are. I'm certainly not on the level of Cam Newton. So tell me, what is it about running the route that is important? Maybe I need to know that.
It's a great point.
The question was, hey, compliment your teammate. That was the window to do that.
But I think his point is correct.
100%.
And needs to be stated.
100%.
I can't tell you how many times I ask a question of somebody that I think is the question that the person at home once asked, even if I already know the answer. My job is not to ask questions for me, not to stick our chests out, but the reason we're in this position a lot of the times is because we study it very closely. We know a lot. The average person listening might have a very different understanding and or just question that they want asked. You are the conduit. Ephraim's in D.C. What's up, buddy?
Maybe I need to know that.
Ephraim, go ahead. You're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, bud?
How you guys going? Love the show.
Thank you, bud.
I just want to say, I don't know how this may sound, but just as guys, just take this into consideration. I'm not a Cam Newton fan. I hate his corny dances. I hate the Superman stuff, the whole nine. But just think about it. For ever since a kid, you kind of view women a little bit. And I know she's a reporter and everything like that, but when it comes, she said physicality, and that kind of probably triggers something. When you're a kid, you're around your friends, and you're like, you're in your face, and you're watching the game. And if a girl growing up watches the game, you kind of have to explain it to her, like, yeah, this is a touchdown, this is a field goal, and this is this, and this is that. You kind of look at it a little bit differently. And I think she just caught him in a moment.
In a sexist moment, in an inappropriate moment.
I mean, again, if you're looking to rationalize it, I guess my point is, at the end of the day, let's take sexism out of it for a second, which we shouldn't, but let's do it for a second. He was condescending to somebody.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard not to be a jerk? You know what I mean? Like, we're going to talk about Terrell Pryor later on in the show. He responded to something that merited what he did, according to the story that our Craig Hoffman put out last night. So, yeah, that's a response. This is a press conference where this is the form. This is what we do. Questions are asked of you. These explanations are beneath you, frankly, because you're a pro, and these are people that are like kind of looking at it sometimes. And they, of course, they don't know it as well as you do,
but
sir.
But to Ephraim, I would say this. I mean, you don't get to just generalize that every female sits in a room and needs explained to her what a touchdown is. I guarantee you there's a girl listening right now that knows more about football than Ephraim. And I'm not trying to be rude to him, but that's just the point. That's the case. So you don't get to just say, well, because you're a female, it's funny that you're talking about routes. This girl covers the Carolina Panthers at 25 years old. I'm willing to bet she knows a lot about football.
She studies it. It's part of her job.
Let's go to Jason in Woodbridge. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, bud?
Oh, man, you guys aren't going to like my point either. I think it is funny. I'm a sexist. I think I might be a sexist because when I hear women talk about football, it kind of makes me laugh. I mean, most women, there are women. I know a lot of women, not a lot, but I know a few that know about football. But when I hear women talk about football, it normally just kind of makes me chuckle.
How is it different?
They don't really know.
Jason, I'm asking you a question. How is it different?
Yes,
for her to talk about football than some guy who has never played football? Okay, I'm not going to name any names. I have met some of the nerdiest guys I've ever met in my life, Dungeons and Dragons, dice-throwing guys who have never touched a football field ever in a million years, who are on football beats, who are just good wordsmiths and good writers. How is it different for you to perceive, because she's a woman, she doesn't know football, and she didn't get to play, I guess, is your point. There's a lot of guys that cover football that never played a down. They study it. I never played basketball or baseball at a high level above Little League. I know a lot about baseball. How is it different?
I hear you. And it's just different, man. I mean, it's nothing against it. It's just I don't have a good reason.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, man.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, I do, frankly, because I think that's one of those things that there's a prevailing attitude, and that's Jason's own issue. Jason's going to have to come to grips with that.
He is.
You know what I mean?
I will say this, Jason, because I don't want to beat you up.
Appreciate your honesty, I guess.
I love your honesty. I do, and I appreciate your call and your candor, even if I'm kind of disappointed in the opinion. But most people that think like you think don't have the stones to call in and say that. They're going to pretend like one thing and think another thing. Matt Wieters of the Washington Nationals, the catcher, for a playoff-bound team is going to join us at 10:30. If you guys want to hang tight, we can get back to this. I think it's a great conversation. 800-636-1067. Listen to Matt Wieters next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.